Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. Happy Tuesday, bitches. Woo! I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist, and Instagram it girl. Follow her at Kelty Knight, not It's Kelty Knight. Kelty Knight, don't forget to follow
her. Send them
her.
To the wrong one.
I feel like I'm doing something charitable and philanthropic.
Such a giver.
To go over to your Instagram.
Such a giver.
Like, you're my poor neighbor and I'm giving you, like, my shoes.
Mm-hmm. That's your good deed for the day.
To my right, it's Jack Vanek, clothing designer and CEO of Jack Vanek Clothing. And we're just very excited to be here. What's the question of the week?
Ooh. It's right on your... Oh, wait. You don't have it.
I don't have it.
The first thing you would do if you won the lottery?
Oh. I would buy a beach house in Malibu.
I would buy my parents a beach house in Laguna Beach and me a beach house in Malibu, and then I would travel.
Maybe buy a plane too.
I would buy a tiny
shack
boat / also island in Panama, San Blas, Panama, and on the island I would have a pig farm, a goat farm, and like 500 dogs.
A would mini you pig eat farm? Those pigs and goats?
No, they'd be pets.
I'm kidding. Is it a mini pig farm?
A mini pig farm.
That's so cute.
I'm so obsessed with baby goats, and also recently I started following the Kangaroo Sanctuary on Instagram, and they have all kinds of like baby kangaroos that live in their house, and it's really cute.
Oh. On that note, my little heart is pounding. It's time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh no.
Okay, who wants to start? I'll start.
Okay,
my bad week is on the Facebook group. One of our lovely lady gangers posted something about a chiropractor, male chiropractor, who invented something.
What?
And it's for to help us ladies on our periods.
What is it?
You didn't see this?
It's
no
labia glue.
Yep.
So that we don't leak. When we're on our period, he literally wants us to glue our vagina lips together.
Okay. So my question is, so I think it's supposed to go out when you go to the bathroom, but
he
are you ripping your vagina open?
No, I think that
there's
they
a removal?
Said, I think that when you pee, like the urine might break the seal and then you have to like,
it.
You know, apply it again. I'm like, are
to your
you
bloody vagina?
Kidding me?
Obviously,
isn't
man,
that like, incredible?
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
I don't know if my
Randy Jackson. You love a Randy Jackson impression. It's the weirdest
no,
thing.
I like that's a Simon Cowell. Well, the dog is the
no,
Randy
dog
Jackson.
It's going to be a no
totally
from me, dog.
But Simon Jackson. Cowell does. It's a no for me.
It's a no for me.
It's going to be a no for me.
That's my favorite
how
meme.
How crazy is that?
It's insane.
It's gross.
It's crazy. Disgusting.
Okay, my good week.
It's what we should do. Next time you have sex, let's glue your testicles together in one big testicle. See how you feel.
I was thinking where you were going with that was we should glue our labia lips together and like try to have sex.
No.
Like seduce our significant others.
And they can't get in.
It's so tight.
Like what's happening?
Only urine will break this seal.
Golden showers for everyone.
Disgusting. Okay, my good week is... I've forgotten to tell this every single freaking week since this episode aired. So when Kara Santana came on the episode, she is my friend and the creator of the Glam app. And like when we started the Lady Gang, we were like, this is just like a fun way for us to just have a good time together and like let everyone hear our loudmouth opinions and like no one can edit me down. Like it's just so exciting and we can have our friends on. It's going to be so fun. Well, I had no idea that we are actually like scratching the surface and like making any kind of like difference for the people who come onto our show. And she told me that since her Lady Gang episode aired that week following, her downloads for the Glam app went up 65%. She had also done an interview with a very well-known magazine about the Glam app, and she still said, we creamed them, as far as, like, people listening and really downloading the app. Isn't that
the Lady
awesome?
Gang is a devoted group of bitches.
I mean, it's super cool, and it's like, amazing. It's a real boss bitch, which is in line with our theme today. Mm-hmm. Boss bitch who started, you know, her own thing, and I'm just, like, very excited about it. Sorry
Go
I'm us. Cheesy today, guys.
Go us. I love it. So inspirational. You should make a mirror message about that.
I'm not sure what it would say.
I don't either.
I think it's just going to be, close your lips.
Yeah. I'm going to go next.
Okay.
So, this is my good week. I found a new word for our Lady Gang dictionary.
Yes.
You know I love it.
What?
Homent.
Homent.
When one is about to have a moment that renders one a hoe.
A homent.
Example. Geez, calm down over there. You's about to have a homent.
I was thinking more of, like, when someone walks the red carpet in a slutty dress, you're like, ooh, she's having a homent.
I think that is, too. I think it's, like, can go...
I'm
like
into it.
It's an all-universal type of a term.
It's so important to me.
Have you ever had a homent?
Yeah, probably.
I've had so many homents. My life is a homent.
Yeah, no.
Remember when you had sex in that bathroom in New York?
Who?
Homent.
Oh, I'm like, me?
That was a horment, actually.
It's horment.
One step worse.
There you go. Yeah, there's different levels. Okay, my bad week. So... I just must be really lucky because this has now happened to me twice during our whole time of filming the podcast. So I was in Vegas the other week for a trade show, and I was with my mom, and we were walking through the really classy Luxor Hotel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just minding our business, walking down the little pathway, and I hear, hey, a two-for-one special? And I turn left, and it's this old man.
Tell me it's true.
Licking his lips, looking at me and my mom. And then I glance down, and his dick is out, and
no.
He is just yanking at it in public at the Luxor Hotel.
How old was this man?
Like 65 years old.
Was your mom also in a crop top? Is that what prompted him?
Double crop top?
No, but I was.
Shocker.
Jack Bannock was in a crop top? This seems crazy.
Wait, that's but so weird. This happened to me. It was when Leah's episode, I looked at another guy yanking his freaking dick. People just close their pants.
Honestly, no one's ever yanked their dick for me outside, and I feel like...
You can have my second experience.
I don't know.
It happened to me at Cactus Taco once.
Am I not hot enough to get a yanked dick?
Maybe not.
I think this guy was yanking it for anybody that walked by.
Two for one.
Yeah.
Gross. That's incredible.
It was disgusting.
Kelty?
My good week is that I got a fabulous gift from my husband. It's the Pet Cube. What? This is not an ad, everyone. Yeah. It's basically a little cube. It sits on my counter, and I can go on my phone anytime I want, and I can talk to my dog.
Does it give him the treat?
No treat.
Oh.
And also, there's a laser, which I think is for cats. Hobo doesn't like it. But now, anyway, it's awesome, and I love it so much, and it's my favorite thing I've ever owned. Bad week. I was flying, and Dax Shepard was on my flight, two seats behind me. Kind of a babe in real life.
He's tall, yeah?
Yeah, he's tall. So I recently made a travel milestone. I made Concierge Key.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this.
You talked about it one day.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was in my good week, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just fill it in if you're not listening out of order. Concierge Key is the highest honor of an American Airlines frequent flyer.
Wow.
You get, like, driven, you know... You know, Lincoln Town car between terminals. Like, it's real fancy. So I thought, oh, I'm Concierge Key now. I'm so fabulous and famous. I'm really going to get the treatment on my flight.
You're so famous.
I get off my flight, and there's a man, like, waiting.
Oh, God, please tell
me. At the end. And I was like, oh, shit, this is it.
No.
Concierge Key. And I'm like, I go up to him. And, like, as I sort of, like, go to him, Dax Shepard walks by, and he's like, hello, Mr. Shepard. And then he, like, puts Dax on the back of a golf cart, and Dax Shepard, like, whisks away to his next flight. And I'm just sitting there, like,
That's like, but, like, is Dax Shepard handicapped? He has to have a golf cart? I mean, I love him. I think that he and Kristen Bell are, like, the cutest people in the world. But, like...
I would not say no to a golf cart.
No, but I think Dax Shepard?
Really?
It's not J-Lo. He's not famous he can't walk through an airport.
He's not even
really
famous.
Pierce Brosnan, who I saw get off a plane and walk through the airport, like, Dax Shepard, you certainly
can, too. Yeah, it's kind of douchey.
I know, but either way.
Nobody's stopping you, bro.
I'm not famous. It's a bad week.
I wish you had tried getting on the golf cart.
I know.
I wanted to say hi to him, but I didn't have any makeup on, and I feel like people only recognize me in context.
Yeah.
Like, if he was on the CBS lot, he'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, I recognize that girl.
You have no idea who you are.
But, like, if I was, like, it's me. I'm so awkward. Okay.
Good week.
No, no, my good week was a pet cube.
Oh, the pet cube. My question about that, though, really quickly, is does Hobo get distressed when she hears your voice and you're not there?
I think so. It's freaking me out.
I had to stop talking on the Nest cam to Orly.
Oh, no.
That's sad. Like, she goes and she, like, waits at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, stop doing it.
Maybe it's a bad thing.
You have to spy without her knowing.
Just like a real parent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, what's coming up?
Oh, you guys.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, my God.
We have a 24-carat magic in the air at the Lady Gang. Next. Right off the top of my head.
That was incredible.
Thank you.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
You guys, today our guest is so fabulous. You might remember her from such hits as Lady Box Choker number one in the Lady Box.
Woo!
Fabulous website full of rings and evil eye necklace that I am shalt purchasing very soon. Mm-hmm. And also being a kick-ass young entrepreneur, taking names and making it happen. Please welcome to the podcast the woman who made all of my cool girl dreams come true, Katie effing Dean.
Of Katie Dean Jewelry.
Oh, you guys.
Welcome. Here's the thing.
To be here.
No, I got to say this.
Thank
when we
you.
Mentioned you were coming on, the Facebook group went crazy because there are so many women out there, either as their main job or a side job, that are hustling their own small business.
Yeah.
And I love Jack. We've learned so much about hers. And I just think this is going to be a real think tank moment for all of these ladies out there that either have Etsy's or starting with Etsy's that have dreams of becoming one of you one day.
Totally.
And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to be said about owning your own business. And I don't know about, did you start your own without any experience?
I mean, yeah, I started it when I was in college, when I was like 22.
I mean, exactly the same. I mean, well, I started a little later in life because I like did a million and one jobs before I started my business. But there's so much to be said. And I really am passionate about helping other women because you can feel like the world is closing in on you and like you have these dreams and you're like, oh my God, I can't make it happen. But the truth of the matter is, I'm going to sound corny. I feel like I will have a mirror message for you.
Yes!
I don't literally have one, but I definitely have mantras that I say. And it's like, it really, there's so many things that go into owning your own business, but it's also just as simple as like, perseverance, believing in yourself, and like pushing through. Anyways, I feel like I'm like gonna go off, so you can just like ask the questions.
So, when did you start your business?
I started my business when I was 24.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where did it come from?
So, I actually went to college and I was a fine art major. I didn't finish. I went for 1 year and I was like, this isn't my scene. I'm from Michigan. I love Michigan. My whole family's there. But I went to Central Michigan University, which isn't even like an art school in itself. And I just felt like out of place. Like, I'm not a big drinker, you know, like college definitely is about those things. Mm-hmm. And I was also taking these classes that it's like calculus and social studies and da da da. And I was like, this isn't like those things are great, but that's not what I want to pursue. So I was doing pottery and fine art. And then I was like, you know, I talked to my mom. I went to Europe actually with my dad and we like backpacked for 3 weeks. And I came back being like, holy shit. Can I say shit?
Yeah, you just can't
say sorry.
F-E-C-K.
Okay, got it. Okay. So I was like, wow, I feel like I love Michigan, but there's so much more in the world. Like I was so inspired by all these other people and like all like the glass, blown glass in Venice and like all this, the paintings in like Rome. I mean, I was just like, I want to make a difference. Like since I was 2 years old, I was like, I'm going to be an artist. And so I was like, Mom, I think that I want to move to L.A. Like, I had this, like, pull to come to L.A. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just want to go and work and literally do whatever. I'll be a janitor. You know, like, I want to just go learn from other people and see what they're doing to make it. So I moved out. I was 18.
Wow.
Didn't
Amazing.
Know anyone here. And I definitely, it was a little bit like ignorance is bliss. Like I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to LA and like meet all these fun people. Cause I had like switched schools a bunch of times when I was growing up. And like, I was like, I don't have a problem making friends, but oh my God, I had such an awakening. And it was, I think I cried for like 4 years straight, probably, because I didn't have any family and I like grew up with my grandparents. Anyways, this could be like the longest story ever.
No, so I'm loving it.
I did so many things, and I try to impinge on every girl boss out there that doesn't yet know that she's a girl boss, that don't like feel bad for yourself that you're doing like a job that nobody cares about. Like, I was a production assistant. I then was a cook. I was a nanny. I was a personal assistant. I had a cleaning business, literally. Like, I just did whatever I had to do to make it, to like keep going one step forward to where I was going, and I didn't even know exactly where I was going, but I was just like, this feels right. And like, that's another one of my mantras, is like, stick to your instincts. Like, what does your inner self tell you? Because like, I've gotten in trouble so many times with my business being like, that person doesn't seem right, I don't really want to do this deal, but I do it anyways, and then they're like total jerks. And so anyways, I kept doing these things, and then these, you know, odds and end jobs, and somebody came up to me, a friend of mine, and she was like, hey, I work for a stylist, but I'm going to be transitioning into something new. So they're looking for a replacement for me. And I was like, I don't know anything about styling. Like, I love fashion. And she's like, that's all you need to know. Like, you just need to have a desire to learn. And if this woman likes you, she'll train you. It's all about, like, that meshing personality thing. And so I was like, all right, cool, I'll meet with her, you know. And so I met with her, and we got along really well. And I just started from the ground up, probably for like the 20th time in my life at a job. And I was like, I love this. And I really like ate it all up for like the first year. But then after that, I started to feel a little bit like, this isn't like, do I want to do this when I'm 60? Because I personally love working. I don't really think of myself as somebody that's going to retire necessarily. So I was like, I want to know that when I'm 60 or whatever, I'm still going to love what I'm doing. And I said no. I was like, I actually am getting a little tired and like resenting it a little bit, just because, you know, styling, I'm sure Becca, and I'm sure everybody knows about this, like, it's not necessarily the stylist's vision all the time. There's so many things that go into it, like PR and what the magazine wants to see and da-da-da. And so I was like, okay, this isn't fulfilling my artistic dreams. So I moonlighted this shit for like so long. Like, I just started going back to, as a child, what did I love to do? What brought me joy? And I was like, anything. My mom got me these arts and crafts boxes every month, and it was like Christmas every month. Like, I was so excited, and I just felt like at peace when I was like making my little things, and I was like so excited about them. And so I was like, I just want to create. So I bought canvases and I started painting. I started making stationery and sending them to my friends. And then I had some necklaces that were laying around, and I was like, I paid like pretty good money for these, but I never wear them because there's these certain details that I don't like. So I reconstructed them, and I started wearing them out and about, and people were like, hey, where'd you get that? So I was like, whoa, they're getting attention. This is cool. And literally one of the first people that was like, I really like that, they're like, can I buy it from you, when they found out that I made it? And I was like, sure. So I sold like 3 bracelets off of my wrist, and I was like, I hope you find a gift box for this.
No way. That's cool, though.
Such a cool story.
And also just like, my styling boss was like, these are really good. Like, you've got a thing going. And so I was like, that's the magic for me, what I think, as an artist, anybody that wants to create something. Like, you have to get something for it if you want to make a career out of it, you know? Like, I don't believe in that starving artist thing. So I was like, okay, this is a magical combination. Like, somebody wants to buy my stuff. Like, I think I should go with this. Because I was like, maybe I'll be a ceramicist, maybe I'll be a painter. But, like, it didn't seem like any of those, like, really were meshed, like the universe, like it didn't seem to be like meshing. And not that like you have to persist, you know, it's not like I was like, I'm gonna be a jewelry designer and like everything fell into place, but there are certain things that it's like, when, especially if there's certain things happening and rolling, it's like, let's go with this. So I was really fortunate. Like, I burned the midnight oil for years, like, and had countless nights of no sleep, but I was super fortunate and, like, had help. Like, I just organically told people, like, yeah, this is what I'm doing now. And, like, photographer friends of mine came up and were like, I mean, I'll shoot with you if you can get a model together. And then my styling boss was super amazing. And she was like, I'll loan you some clothes from, like, our in-house wardrobe and you can use those. And, like, then as I started to hone my craft, I mean, actually from the very beginning, this is, like, I don't even sometimes like to tell this story because I feel like this is what your other guy that just had the podcast.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan, he was like, my first thing was kind of a fluke, you know, like.
Yeah.
I actually sold 3,000 bracelets within, like, the first 6 weeks of me being open for business.
Wow. How?
But, okay, so this is one of the things that I'm like, literally just do things. This is what I tell all my artist friends, like, just get out there, because literally I would have never known that this would happen. But my friend who was like, Instagram was kind of just like popping up at that time. She was like, can I use you as my guinea pig? Because I just want to learn about Instagram. And if you're willing to let me kind of take yours over, I hadn't even started when I was like, yeah, do whatever you want. She was like, I'll start posting and stuff. And I was like, okay, great. So she started posting, and a friend of hers saw a post because of, like, the friend thing. I don't know how they saw it exactly. And then she posted it on a website called fancy.com, which shout out to Fancy.
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
It's the best. So
then her husband, this woman's husband, had worked at Fancy for a long time. And so she had all these followers. You can, like, have followers on Fancy. So overnight, she kept, like, messaging me on Instagram. And I still didn't really know how to use Instagram. And she was like, oh, my God, that bracelet got 3,000 likes. Oh, my God, it's at 10,000. And I'm like, who is this chick? And I literally was like, didn't think anything of it. Didn't respond. I think I maybe said by the third comment that she sent me, I was like, thanks so much. Like, didn't know what
didn't
she
register.
Was. Yeah. And then I get this email like a week later, and I almost also put it in the trash. And this guy was like, hey, I saw your thing on Fancy. I'd like to inquire about wholesale. And they would, like, probably shit their pants if they heard me say this. I literally had to go on my computer and Google what wholesale was, because I was like, what is this, you know? And then he was like, if you could send me over the wholesale price of this, and if I buy 50 units. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I, like, email him back, and I'm like, I think my price was too high. Oh, no. And then I'm like, whatever, it's fine. And then he emails me back, and he's like, actually, I want to buy 100. And then the next email was 500. And then I was like, is this guy for real?
Yeah.
You know? And then he emailed me one more time, and he's like, actually, I just put it across, like, all the buyers, like, showed it to everybody. And he's like, we want to buy 3,000. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I don't even know. Like, how am I going to – I'm hand beating these, you know, like, what?
Did you stay up all night, every night?
Oh, my God. It was nuts. It was like – well, also – I was still a little bit hesitant. I was like, people get scammed all the time. Like, I don't know if this is really true. But then, like, within the next 10 days of me getting wired, they gave me half down, because I was like, this is a massive amount of supplies that I'm going to have to buy. I'm not going to do this without some kind of security. I was like, when that got into my bank account, I was like, okay, showtime. Like, I was so like, oh, my God. And I literally pulled all my girls together, my lady gang.
Yeah.
And I bought pizza for everybody. And we had just, like, girl nights. And just, I am so thankful for all the people that came to be by my side. And that just, like, a lot of things I like telling that story, but I'm also like, listen, it wasn't just like, oh, piece of cake from there, because, oh my gosh, I had, again, like, literally up until, like, last year, I was still staying up all night. Like, I would have, like, a flight to New York, and I wouldn't go to sleep.
Oh, God.
You know? And so it's like, but if you keep taking advantage of those opportunities, it's like being prepared when the opportunity comes. Like, that is another piece of advice that I always give people. Like, okay, yeah, sure, maybe, like, that dream didn't happen yet, but, like, if you're prepared for it, like, you can meet that opportunity, and you never know when that's gonna come.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy, though, because you, Jack, and Katie, like, you both kind of fell into your, you know, like, you were like, oh, I think, and then, like, I always say that when the doors open, it's like this where you should step through.
Totally.
Amazing. Okay.
So true.
When we come back, we have a very, very special game for Katie.
Whoa.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
All right, we are back. I've prepared a very special jewelry-infused game called Dean or Don't. So Dean is a yas, and Don't is a no.
Yes.
Katie, I should warn you that I am an anal biatch.
Yes. Okay.
And that you cannot just say yes.
Oh,
you
I listen to the podcast so religiously. Know. I will
she
follow
knows
these
how
rules.
How crazy you are.
Good.
Everybody knows.
Okay, so I put together a few of the most popular types of jewelry to wear, and I want to see if we should be wearing it or no. Dean or don't. Ready? Mm-hmm.
Okay, who goes first, like, in answering? Just anybody?
Anyone.
Yeah,
I'll point to you with my magic pointer finger.
Okay.
Okay. Hoop earrings.
Don't.
Recently a Dean for me.
Dean. There's something coming up along the line.
Put me on the list.
I actually kind of like the ones
I'm
that,
determined
like,
to change your mind, Jack.
She will change your mind.
No, but if it says, like, bitch in it or something.
Those are cute.
The ones that you get from Venice for, like,
$4. Get out.
It's a don't for me. Statement necklace.
Like, that says something?
Oh, no, no, but you know, like, the, like, like Michelle
like
Obama.
Like at J. Crew?
Yeah.
I'm going to say a don't.
That's a don't for me.
Don't.
It's a don't. There was a moment.
Oh, we all had that moment, I think.
And the moment is passed.
The moment is
so
passed.
So if you're still living it, put it in the box for your children.
That was my moment with, like, pearls when I was 15.
Yeah.
What I say is if you want a statement necklace, you take three of your dainty necklaces and you layer them up.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tassel earrings.
Don't. Not for me.
I know. Recent
you like
do,
a tassel.
But my do is, like, it's the kind of do that lasts 2 weeks and then you move on. I had to do
it's
it.
It's not a do, actually.
A dean. I had to do the dean.
It's a don't for me.
It's a do for me. I think it's really fun and fresh. Everyone better answer this correctly. Choker.
Oh.
Dean.
I'm wearing
a choker right now.
Dean.
Dean, Dean, Dean.
Dean.
Yes. And I do want to just mention, the Ladybox choker that you did has literally made me 10%. If not 90% cooler. Like, oh, sometimes I wear it and I put it on and I'm like, I'm so freaking cool right now. It's really such a cool piece.
Such a great piece.
I love it.
Also,
love
her jewelry that. Story is giving me so much inspiration.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Because you just have, like, so much delicate.
I know. See, that's what I need it. To do. I always feel like I'm wearing so much when
me
I wear,
too.
Like, one ring.
I should have asked for your ring sizes before I came.
We'll just
I brought
we'll
you goodies, okay. But.
Should yeah, we, let's open we'll those open while we play.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Next is brooch.
I'm going to say Dean.
If it's... I've never worn one, but Dean.
I'd say Dean if it's the right thing. Sorry, I'm putting a modification on that. I don't want, like, a big brooch, but yeah. If it's, like, a delicate... I'm all about the delicate dainty, so depending on the one, Dean.
It was a Dean for me before the Thanksgiving Day parade, and I wore a brooch,
oh, yeah.
And I thought I was being so fashion-y and cool, and then I saw it on the television, and it's a don't. Don't
okay,
do it.
I'm opening my present.
Okay, let's open them.
I'm very excited. Look at how cute your packaging
Yay,
is.
Bangles.
Oh, God.
Dude, I need
what?
Those. A Dean.
Oh, like a bangle? Like
these.
Dean,
that's
yes.
Not really like a bangle.
But well, this is a
like
cuff.
Cuff.
When I think of bangles, I think of those
like
big,
stackies.
Chunky, plastic ones.
Yeah. No, again, it has to be the right one. So, Dean.
What is this?
I gave us. Okay. I hope this is okay. I asked a few friends. I was like, should I give the girls all the same ones so they can be like Lady Gang, you know, connected? But I felt like you guys can switch among
no,
each other.
This is amazing. It's
yeah,
describe
awesome.
It.
Yeah.
It's a
describe
little dainty.
Oh my God, I love mine.
Yay.
Oh, they're so cute.
What did you guys get?
I got a little circle. Whoa, it's weird. You like put it together. You put this through.
Yes. So that's a lariat that you can change.
Lariat,
the,
which I love.
The drop down
I've
and
got an eye.
Oh yeah. My God, I love it.
The eye can also be a choker.
Yep.
It can
it
clasp
will be a choker.
And, yeah, go
thank
for
you,
it.
Katie
thank
D.
You.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You.
Feel free to trade among
you
each
guys.
Other.
We just got hooked up.
Really
I love free things.
On that note, what do you think of an ear cuff?
Ooh, Dean.
Dean.
I should do one.
Yeah.
Dean. You should do one.
Yeah.
Jack?
Dean. There's a lot of girls that don't have their ears pierced that would buy an ear
yeah.
cuff.
Yeah.
True.
Belly
yeah.
ring.
Oh,
don't.
Don't. And I have seen some chic girls on Instagram.
With, like, trashy-ass belly button rings.
With, like, what you would never know, like when they're in normal clothes, you're like, oh, she's so chic. She's so like cute outfit. And then you see like a bathing suit or like a sports bra picture, and there's a belly button.
I think that's from their teenage years.
But it's like, I bet you that I did too.
I still have the whole.
But I could never put never back in.
I bet you they're gonna come back.
And they're definitely going to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
It's a don't for me.
Mine still has a hole, so I guess I'll be good.
Hey, Dean.
Look how cute my little
I'm going to say don't.
Is.
It's no. A don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Body jewelry, like Beyonce when you're in the bathing suit and you wear like that skinny.
Like a body harness or
like a body chain.
Dean, I love it.
Yeah.
Here's my question with that. I love the way it looks in like an Instagram photo, but how like.
Practical
is that on like your vacation where you're like flouncing around.
I agree. Well, if you're like in the water.
But all that matters is Instagram.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
So, Dean. Nameplate.
Dean.
Like a necklace with your name on
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Dean. Or a name or baby name.
Dean.
My name is so short, so it would look weird. But Dean for everybody else.
I really love it. I love personalized jewelry.
Yeah,
I think it's
cute.
So fun. It's a Dean for me.
Dean.
Jack Vanek rubber bracelets. It's going to be a Dean for me.
You guys, Dean, because I have thousands of them left and I need to get rid of them.
What do they say?
From like 10 years ago.
I still have the Gleek one in my car.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good.
So I'm going to give it a Dean.
Can you Instagram it?
Sure. Sure.
Dean. Chandelier earrings. Oh, God, the faces of these two was
hurt.
I don't even know what that is. Like the big, the dangly, like the
basically
big,
what every girl in The Bachelor is wearing, right?
I hate any kind of a big earring. I don't.
I am very specific about a big earring. Like, and a chandelier is certainly, it belongs on a ceiling, not on your ear.
So it's a?
Don't.
Katie Dean?
Don't.
She said it in tandem.
Sorry, I had to, like, get in on
I
that.
I know.
Don't.
You kind of said exactly
don't.
What I was
I hate
thinking.
Big earrings.
It's a don't for me. It was a...
Remember when it was a major Dean?
It was a Dean on the red carpets, and now it's like, honestly, less is less is
they
less
look
is
kind of bad.
Yeah. Last thing, midi rings.
I like them. Dean.
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 I think it's a Dean,
a dainty
too.
One.
A dainty one.
Yes.
Nothing
yes.
crazy.
No.
Okay. Katie, not to put you on the spot, but we really want to give our friends a discount.
Oh, yes.
Can we
definitely?
Can we
edit this out if you don't want to.
No, I do. I do.
But think of a discount code right now.
When people bought the Lady Box, they got a little discount. Can we keep it?
Yes.
Can we put it back up?
Well, let's just do Lady Gang 20.
Lady Gang 20.
Ooh.
A little hint is that we do a special if you sign up for our email newsletter that you get 20% off, but you can just use Lady Gang 20 and then sign up for the email newsletter to get 20% off again. I know that you mentioned this too. Just sign up with another email.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, you're very nice. Sorry to put you on the spot, but this stuff is so cute and I feel like everyone needs to have
everybody
all of
needs
the things.
It. And I feel like people need jewelry interventions.
Yes.
Oh my
you know?
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's a major moment.
Yes.
Like you can have the cutest outfit on ever, but if you have on the wrong jewelry,
the
it's
big
like,
chunky ass statement necklace.
You're actually the person that inspired me to start collecting better pieces mm-hmm. and pieces because when we, you know, started doing the podcast, you said something like I collect jewelry and like I go to the jewelry store and I
yeah.
buy pieces and I love and you always wear sort of the same pieces
yeah.
and I thought that was like really really chic and
I'm
cool.
I'm a very like quality over quantity girl when it comes to jewelry.
Yeah. We don't need the Forever 21 crap, y'all.
Mm-mm.
It's going to turn you green anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to go and we're going to buy lots of Katie Dean on the website with our 20% off Lady Gang 20.
Woo!
What is the site?
It's katiedeanjewelry.com.
It's very easy.
Easy peasy.
Basic yes. Katie, basic Dean, basic jewelry.com. Okay,
I-E, K-A-T-I-E.
Hey. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
We're back. If you want another discount code, you can use code LADYGANG on jackvanek.com for 20% off. So get some jewelry and then get some Jack Vanek bracelets. I think that they're a dollar.
Are they really a dollar?
I just want to get rid of them. Okay, so you've listened to the podcast before. You know how it works.
Yes, I've listened to all of them.
Are you ready to give some advice?
I'm so ready.
Have you been waiting for this moment forever?
I love
so
that
ready.
She
really does listen.
I know. That's
yeah.
why I don't have to say anything.
I know, 100%. It's so fun having people who know what we
I know.
Are.
I love it.
Okay. Our first question comes from Bree. Bree says, I'm 19 years old and I have never had a boyfriend or dated anyone. I never felt the need to be in a relationship, but lately I've been feeling like I'm missing out on something. My problem is that I've never really been attracted to anyone, which makes me wonder if I will ever find love. I've had some experiences with guys from dances and parties, but I've never enjoyed what I was doing. I'm starting to wonder if I might be into girls, but I have never felt anything towards them either. Please help.
I don't want to scare anybody.
What?
Sorry, I'm Instagramming my cute necklace.
But recently, I've been having conversations with friends, and I think that asexuality is it's real. A real thing.
It is.
And I think that, I mean, I am certainly an idiot and I don't know anything about anything about anything, but I'm just saying from like observing people that are that I care about who are close to me, I think that like also the whole label thing, like when we had Nico Tortorella on,
right? Yeah.
And he made it very clear that it's so we get caught up in labels and like we have to identify with like gay or straight or bi or like fluid or whatever, but it's like maybe just don't get so caught up in it, and maybe you're just going to either fall in love with a person because they're a person, not because they're a man or a woman. Or, I mean, I would like to, like, know more about this asexuality situation.
So I was going to say, there's a documentary on Netflix called Asexual, and it's,
okay,
like,
well,
the
I guess
most
I'm watching that tonight.
Interesting documentary ever, because, yeah, I think it's something that people don't talk about. I don't know anything about it either, other than the documentary that
I've
watched.
That's because you hump everything, and you have a homin' all the time.
I am a homin'.
I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's anything. Also, they might have not met the person that they really like either. Like, you're not 19 is so young.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, though, that when I was 19, I did want to, like, I was the horniest.
I wasn't. I didn't lose my virginity until I was, like, 23.
But weren't you dry humping all over the place?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, like,
I was making out with everybody.
Yeah.
I think everybody has their own timeline, though.
Right.
I mean, like, I was an early bloomer. Like, yes. I loved boys from, like, I was 4 years old, you know, and like being like, let's kiss. And so
you had all the homens.
Not me at four.
I'm not the hoe.
But I also think like there's nothing wrong with focusing on different things in different periods of your life. Yeah. Like maybe she really wants to like go and learn things, or I don't know. Like also, do you want to find somebody? Like I know that I didn't meet my man that's my man until I was like, okay, I know what I want.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with experimenting either.
Nothing wrong with being alone.
Have your helmet. Okay. Our second question comes from Samantha. Samantha says, my younger brother is getting married in October and I love his fiance. She's a sister I don't have and we get along great. Here's my concern. I'm 30 and single and more than likely I'm going to be going to all the wedding events as the sad single older sister of the groom. That was in quotes. I'm happy to attend every function and wear a great dress and do whatever is asked for me. But how do I put on a happy, brave face in front of 200 plus people while feeling like a complete loser for still being single? Am I being over emotional? And all my feelings about this.
What's You're being over emotional.
Yes.
Samantha.
Like, Katie just gave her some tough love.
I'm sorry, but, like, you're the one that's calling yourself a loser. Like, who is saying this to you? And then if they did, slap them in the face.
Yeah.
They're not your friends.
If you're saying you're a loser, you're going to be a loser.
How many people do you know met the love of their life at someone else's wedding? This is prime hottie time for you, girl. There's going to be other single people there, and you're going to meet them. But I also have a really good idea.
What?
If you don't want to be
the
single.
The wedding date a la Deborah Messing.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Honey, you get a nice actor in your town or from far away and you hire that person to go to every event with you and just love on you and you don't post any pictures
this
on social
feels
media.
Weird.
No, I love it.
It's like that Enterprise commercial. The Enterprise Monster Date.
I don't think it's a terrible idea. If you're really feeling
just have
like
fun with it.
Do not want to be alone, you get yourself a cute guy and you like figure out the story of where you met and you hire
I'm sure
him for
you can find somebody on Tinder too. Shit.
For sure.
That's true.
Swipe around
until
you find
somebody.
Free meal, baby.
One of my mirror mantras like, quote unquote, is that
mirror
never,
mantra. You're taking it to a whole other level, Katie.
I'm sorry. It's mirror message.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. I messed it up.
No.
I would just say also, like, stop taking things so seriously. Like, I tell myself that all the time, because especially when you own your own business, you're like, oh my God, everything has to be perfect, right. Or like, I messed up. Blah, blah, blah. And then you look, like, I look back to when I first started and like, whoa, that stuff doesn't really matter. Like,
no.
Why does life is an adventure? You have to, it's all in your viewpoint.
Also, nobody cares. Like, nobody is really judging you for anything. Like, people are too narcissistic to give a shit.
It's true. Everyone's just worried about themselves.
Yeah.
They haven't even noticed that you're single.
No.
Nope. Don't care.
All right. Our last question comes from Nicola. Nicola says, I'm finishing high school at the end of the year, and I was planning a trip with two of my closest friends. We do a lot together. However, I do have another close friend. This friend got really mad at me, not for not inviting her to the trip, but for not telling her about it. When do you know if you need to move on from a friend, even if you don't want to?
Righteous friends, just say no.
Yeah.
If your friend is getting mad at you because you didn't tell, I mean, it's ugh. No, this is not someone you want in your life.
No.
You are in that, at that age right now, though, where people do get hurt feelings over
stupid shit.
Things like this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember being 18 and my two best friends planned a trip, like a cruise, with, like, my other friend's family. And I did not get invited. And I remember being very hurt by this.
You were her friend.
It was, I am the friend. And I think all I would have ever wanted was an acknowledgement and not hide it or not be secretive or, what, like, mysterious. Just be like, this is what we're doing, and I could only bring one friend, and even make up, like, a bullshit white lie to make her feel better. But, like, I think give her the opportunity to hear it from you and, like, a genuine, honest thing. If she's still being a psycho bitch, cut her loose. But, like, you know, maybe just...
God, Becca, you're so nice.
Well, I was this loser one time.
She feels bad for herself. Also, I think that it seems like the two friends that she's planning the trip with, it's like they're like a group of friends, and then this girl's a separate friend.
Yeah.
So it's, like, awkward if
this
you're
is
like...
why I don't have friends.
Yeah.
I'd say it's way easier not have friends. You should learn that now than later.
Yeah.
No, she's got at least 10, 12 years till she figures this out.
But I really think that what you said is so true, Becca, because it's like, just be honest. I feel like this so many times I used to be like, oh, this situation's going to go down if I just do this little white lie because I don't want to hurt their feelings. And it never makes it better.
No, it doesn't.
It actually makes it worse. And then, like, there's, like, an explosion. So just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, if you're genuinely sorry, just be like, I didn't even think of it. Let's plan something else for this summer together.
Like, I love
the
you.
Truth
this is not a reflection on how I feel about you.
Yeah.
Katie Dean, we have 2 minutes, and I did – remember when Becca reminded me that I did forget to ask you your mirror message.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I just have so many. I mean, but
thank
they're
God.
Like figurative. They're figurative.
Maybe we have 20 more minutes. I'm just kidding.
I mean, well, like, persevere. Like, do not regret yesterday. Honestly, I mean, as much as I can really impinge this on people, I'm like, move forward, take action, go and do it. Because, like, you are here now. Like, I can't even – you know what my biggest fear is? My biggest fear is doing something in life every day. This is what pushed me to get to doing my own thing, is, like, arriving at something and being like, wow, I'm going to watch the minutes go by until 5 o'clock rolls around. And it's like, how – you're living in a jail. So, like, get out there. Like, okay, cool. You tried it once. It didn't work out. Try it again, you know? Like, stop taking life so seriously and just do it. Because it's like, be you, get out there, don't be afraid to grow. Like, I'm not the same person I was when I moved to LA. Mm-hmm. And also, like, Ryan, that's the last guy. Yeah. He's amazing, because I was listening to it and I was like, wow, he has so many wise words. Like, you can't sit there and be like, I wish that I wouldn't have done these things, or, you know, like, you all these mistakes that you made or whatever are putting you to where you are now. Mm-hmm. So, like, and I'm very happy now, and, like, yeah, it freaking sucks failing, and I hate getting rejected, and it's going to happen all the time, but, like, it's like, how do you handle that? You have to, like, learn from your mistakes and move forward. And I mean, Jack, right? Wouldn't you say, like, I mean, these are all, like, my mirror messages. You know what I mean? Like, every time.
You got a mirror
book.
A mere paragraph.
I have a mere paragraph. I'm sorry. No, I can't.
It's something to be very proud of, though, because when you, the business is you, it's like you learn a lot.
Oh, God.
And you can't screw it up because it's your name.
I know. I mean, people say that, and I'm like, why are you putting so much significance on it? I'm a human being. I'm going to learn from my mistakes. My style's going to change. Like, no. I'm going to be me. Like, if you don't like that, then don't follow me. Don't buy from me. Like, good riddance, you know? It's like, it's just like embracing your power. This is going to sound so corny, but like embracing your power, your vision. Like, I don't want to be like everybody else. Like, okay, fine. Like, I tweezed my eyebrows too short, you know what I mean? Too thin when I was a kid. And like, now I'm like, oh my God, I need to get microblading. But it's like, I don't like sit there and get introverted about like, oh, I'm not as pretty as her. Cause it's like, I'm my own person. Like, and that's the same way that I have to think about my artistic vision too. It's like, I can't sit there and compare myself to other people because everybody has their own unique way of looking at the world. And that's the beauty of art, is that you're like changing someone's life and everybody's going to perceive it differently. And it's like, have joy in that. Have like, have a good time. Let's live. Let's help one another. You know what I mean?
Let us live.
Let us live.
Speaking of shopping, where can everyone follow you? Because you have a cute Instagram too.
Thank you. So Katie Dean Jewelry at Katie Dean Jewelry is my Instagram. I don't have a personal one. I don't have time for that.
Like, I don't have a life.
Maybe once I have kids or something, I'll have a personal one.
And then shop Katie Dean Jewelry.com.
Yeah.
Also, for those of you who have been spending the entire interview wondering who she sounds like, it's Allison Williams from Girls.
Oh
my God.
I know. It was driving me insane.
Yep. I love that.
Very specific.
Yeah. We love you so much, Katie Dean.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
Thank you for our treats.
Thank you. We're going to be posting them soon.
Guys, see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.